The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
Shavuos Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara on Yud Tes Min Aleph and Shiloh, Bominei Rav Amir of Nachman, Rav Asher of Nachman, the following Shiloh. Helam Zev Zev Yodah. If a person forgot both about the fact that he's Tamei, and about the fact that the place that he's about to enter is the Mokam Mikdash, has been a Bis Mikdash, Mahu, what's that halacha? Does he bring a carbon el v'yer? We know that the Tanam and the Mishnah, they made drushes to say that there's a difference between Helam Tumah or Helam Mikdash. That the only time somebody's chai is a carbon el v'yer is if what they forgot is the fact that they are Tamei. And they enter the Mokam Mikdash because they forgot that they are Tamei. And then they remembered afterwards, they bring a carbon el v'yer. However, Helam Mikdash, if someone knew they are Tamei, they just forgot that this is the Mokam Mikdash, then the law isn't there, Potter. What if somebody forgot both? He forgot both the fact that he's Tamei, and he forgot that this is the Mokam Mikdash. So Amalei of Nachman told him back, Harry Helam Tumah v'yodah. But Maisa, he forgot that he's Tamei, so Chai, he should be Chai, the Karbon Elovir, and he remembers later on. Rava told him, Adriah, the adversary, Helam Mikdash v'yodah, and he's Potter. Ravashi tried to say a solution, Ravina wasn't happy with it. This is the Gemara is going back and forth about Helam Zeb Zeb v'yodah. He forgot both the fact that he's Tamei, and about the fact that this is the Mokam Mikdash. Tosfos, their master, Helam Mikdash v'yodah v'potter, he points out that which it says, the word potter, that since he forgot about the facts of Mokam Mikdash, at that stage of the Gemara, the Rambam wanted to say is potter, Rabbi Yantam said that all means that he's potter from carbon oil of the earth. But he still brings a regular carbon chatz. That means even somebody who forgot about the fact that this is the Mokam Mikdash, and because of the drasha that the Tanam make in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, they cannot bring a carbon oil of the earth, they still bring a regular carbon chatz as a kapara. And the reason is, we have a drasha, we're definitely from the Isra of the Zohar to all the Isurim, that any Isra that's chomer enough, that's strict enough, that somebody who doesn't amaze it, doesn't have ever amaze it, they're chayv karis, if they do b'sheg of niya kapara, and the kapara they bring is a karma chatas. Now there's a special law of karma ulam yirin for somebody who has halim tumu, forgot about the fact that they're tummy. But here, if you go to Helam Mikdash, and you say that the reason why they made this, they transgressed the Zaveir, did the Zaveir, is because they forgot about the Mokam Mikdash. Not because they forgot about the Tumah. Therefore, they cannot be covered in Eluviyarin. They're no worse than anybody else who does B'Shegig in Avera, who's made this Chayav Karis. And B'Shegig, Allah is to bring Kavar Chatas as the Kapara. Taisa says, it's Amashma, that Losh the Gemara, the Gemara says Potter, sounds like entirely Potter, Taisa other Kashas. But Taisa then says he's Potter entirely. That's the Dabar Shadi Bachlal, the Yasmidim Dabar Chalish one, the Yigim Amidish, the Fair Addresses man, and since this is the Karis of going into the Mokam Mikdash Petumba, was made an exception, they had a special Allah of Karbon Eluviyarin, so now it's removed, it no longer has a Karbon Chatas for a Shegin, and if you have a case where somebody is Nismah, he's excluded from having Karbon Eluviyarin, now they will not have Karbon Eluviyarin, they'll not have Karbon Chatas either. He's excluded, he's taken out from Chatas for the fact that he's in the parish of Eluviyarin, he's removed from Eluviyarin because he has a meal, he has one of the drushes that the Mishnah made, it's not made in the Mishnah, and he has no Karbon to bring for a Shegin. But Taisus is forced to say this because Taisus stuck with the Lashon of Potter. The Yantam wasn't happy with this, so the Yantam said that Potter meets Ma'el V'yer, he brings a Karma Chatas. There's a Chumas from Kvega, where Kvega wants to say a terrorist Taisus Kasha, a novel terrorist Taisus Kasha. This Chuva is in the first Chel of Chumas, Shalos Chumas Kvega, Chumas Kvega, Simon Ches. Let's give a little background to what this Chumas Kvega is talking about, over here in Simon Ches, in the first Chel of Chumas Kvega. There's a Gemara Baba Kama, Tafcha Vavma Beis, that says as follows. Amar Rabba said, someone is sitting and he has a stone, a rock sitting in his lap. He didn't realize that he has this rock on his lap. For Amar, he stands up. For Nachlan, the rock falls down out of his lap. If he's mazik anyone or anything, he's chayiv for that, even though it's a shegig. Otherwise, mazik is chayiv for shegig also. If he hurt a person and caused him tsar, or reboy, if a person has medical expenses now, shevis, person that can't go to work, boishes, embarrassment, he's potter. Because these things, a person's only chayiv for, if he does it on purpose, if he does it for shegig, he's not chayiv for these things. L'inyan Shabbos, regards to Shabbos, the Bechil Shabbos came out from it, Melech Machshevis Asur Torah. He's potter because it's not Melech Machshevis. We know there's a klal, and Shabbos has been chayiv, but the major, the Shegik, friendly of the Melech, the Shabbos has to be Melech Machshevis. That's why it can't be a Makalko, can't be destructive, it has to be something that's a positive action, that's constructive, not destructive. That's what according to Meir Tanon and Rabbi Shimon Paskin, that Melech has to be Chulgufa is potter, a Melech that a person does, and he doesn't do it for the main purpose of the Melech, he's potter. You know, various halachas that person's potter from because it has to be Melech Machshevis. So here Rabbi says, that's not malach machsheves, because the person didn't realize that he has the rock on his lap and that's about to fall and the malach is going to take place, but it can go from Shkup to Shrabim. Whatever other malach is going to happen, it's going to go down Amos to Shrabim. He's going to be pulled from Shabbos. He's not even going to bring a karachata for Shegid, because it wasn't malach machsheves. So he didn't realize he was doing the malach. Usually if someone brings the karachata from Chal Shabbos to Shegid, if he realized he knew what he was doing, he just forgot it was Shabbos, or he didn't know the halacha, this is the malach. But here he didn't know what he was doing at all. He didn't realize he's about to drop a rock. Drop a stone and carry it for Amos, therefore it enters Shrabim, or to drop it from Shtachim to Shrabim, and therefore he's potter entirely. So Kvigar, he brings a taste in Shabbat that finds based on the top taste that classifies two different cases of Misasik. There's a pater of Misasik. So it's mentioned Ar Gemara over here in the Testament of Al, it's very appropriate for us, because Ar Gemara just brought the drasha of Ba, Ashachat Ba, Pratla Misasik, to exclude someone who's Misasik. Someone doesn't know what he's doing. A taste in Shabbat that finds based says there's two categories of Misasik. There's one case of someone who, on Shabbos, he was trying to pick something up from the ground, and he thought it was tallish, he thought it was something that's very detached from the ground, therefore he could pick it up on Shabbos, but he made a mistake, really was mechuber, really was still attached to the ground. By picking it up, he uprooted it from the ground. This is the case of potter, not just because of Lech Shabbos, but it's potter in Kol Terekula. It's potter from a regular potter of Kol Terekula, Masasik, Asher Chotaba, the drasha we had in our Gemara earlier on our Amidi Testament Al Tashmus, Asher Chotaba, Prat Masasik, and someone did not know what he was doing, and do that does not vera, he's not high for being Gabachatas. The other category of Misasik is somebody who knew what he was doing. He knew that this thing was Mechubar attached to the ground, and he was Mechav, and he had intention to pull it out of the ground, uproot from the ground, just the Melacha of Kaiser, but it was the wrong one. He thought it was one item that was Mechubar, and it turns out it was a different thing. He thought it was this item, and then it was the wrong item, it was a different item. So he knew what he was going to do, it was going to be a Melacha, but it was just the wrong item. He thought it was item A, and it turned out it was item B. This does not have the patur of Misasik of Kol Terekula. However, in Shabbos it has the patur, because not the same Melacha of Shabbos. Since now Malach Machshavas is not Chayav Frit, not Chayav Skila, not Chayav Chatos, because now Malach Machshavas. The Kveg wants to Machayash, there's a fundamental difference between these two Peturim. Between the Peturim is Asak of Ashachotah, but Pran is Asak of Kol Terekulo, and then the Peturim of Malach Machshavas by Shabbos. The Kveg says that the Peturim is Asak of Kol Terekulo just means that it becomes like akin to a Shegig. It hasn't been a Shegig. It's considered that it didn't have Vera, but it's just not Vera of a Shegig. Just usually if somebody does Navera of a Shegig, which has the stringency of Skila and Torah is the Mizid, if he does a Shegig, he brings the Kamachatas. And here by Masasik, the Patur, that does not bring a Kamachatas. The Patur, Ashachotaba, Pratla Masasik, that he does not bring a Karma, does not bring a Karma for a Shegig. But still consider he did Navera, it's just consider he did Navera of a Shegig. Just, he doesn't bring Kamachatas, that's Navera of a Shegig. Masha'ingen, whereas the Kvinger says that by something that has a concern of Melech Machshavis, that's lacking in Melech Machshavis on Shabbos, someone does something on Shabbos, not Melech Machshavis, it's not considered it did an Isser of Shabbos Baklal, Midiraisa. Not only is it classified and lower, that's not amazing, it's not even a Shegig, it's not considered Chil Shabbos in Atar Baklal. Maybe Midirbonu will be considered Chil Shabbos, but Midiraisa, it's not considered Chil Shabbos altogether. Because not Melech Machshavis, that's not the Melech Machshavis, but Shabbos. It's not considered Chil Shabbos Midiraisa. So we have a difference here between the Misasik of Kol Terekula, that's considered Naveir B'Shegig, just as a Patur and exclusion from the Karmachatas, and the Misasik of Shabbos, the Misasik of Shabbos, is not considered Chil Shabbos, it's not considered Loch Shabbos at all. Based on this, Kveg explains the Gemara Baba Kamla, that what Rabbi is trying to say is, in Nizok and Yechayah, somebody who dropped this stone out of their lap, with Nizok and Yechayah, even on Shabbos, if he dropped the stone out of his lap on Shabbos, and it goes for Amos to Shrab, or it goes from Shriyot to Shrab, and it damages somebody or something, it's Chayav. Even though usually we have a rule of Kamlev Drabine, that someone does something for Shmechayav Misa, at the same time they do something for Shmechayav Mammon, the Chayav Misa, hafters them, they're potter, they don't have to pay the Chayav Mammon. And not only that, even Chayav Misa, Shegigin, are potter for paying Mammon. Even if someone does not bear the Shmechayav Misa, they did the Shegigin. So they're not going to get the Chayav Misa. Still they have a Patur from paying the money for the damage they did at the same time. Here in the Shabbos, Malach Bach Shabbos has a Patur. So just to say it has a Patur Misasik, Vashachotavah Pratla Misasik, that would still be a Patur from Kamal Ramadan. It would still be Patur from paying the Nezik. Because they did something which is Chayv Misa Shegigit. And that Patur them from paying the Chiyav Moment for the damage they did. However, since we're talking about a case where the Chayv Misa they did was on Shabbos, it was a Chiyav Shabbos, and by Shabbos the Patur Balach Bach Shabbos has a Patur. So it's not considered did the Dirai Siddiq Aver of Shabbos, not even Shegig. Now he's not considered the Aver of Mezit. He's not even considered the Aver of Shegig. Now he's not Chayv Chatos. He's not considered did the Aver of the Chil Shabbos at all. So that's why he can still be chayiv in Nezikin. Rabbi's not saying two separate halachas that will govern Nezikin yechayiv, and also Yishnov happened on Shabbos, the potter, because Malach Shabbos is a terror, you don't bring a karmachatas. He's saying that if it happens on Shabbos, Since you have a patur from Mechiv Chatzis, not just Mashachot about Prat Masas, you have a bigger patur from Malach Machshavas as Satera, that's not considered a Chil Shabbos altogether by Shabbos, by Masas Chil Shabbos, therefore, Lin Nizokin Yechayim, because there's no Chayim Misa Shergigin, because you didn't do an Aver Chayim Misa B'Shergigin. You didn't do the Aver Chayim Misa B'Chlal, it's not considered a Chil Shabbos by Masas, because it's not considered Malach Machshavas altogether. Based on this, Rav Kveger says that there's a halacha that somebody finds a shatnez on their clothing, and it's a shatnez deraisa, a real shatnez, the Torah asa, not just shatnez derabana, but okay, it's a real shatnez deraisa, they find on their clothing, they have to take the beged, the garment off right away, even if it's in the middle of the street, even if it's going to be embarrassing for them to remove this garment in public. If someone finds a shatnez deraisa on their clothing, they have to remove it even in public. And then there's a halacha that somebody's walking around wearing shatnez deraisa, and they don't know they're wearing shatnez deraisa. Halacha is in Shulchan Aruch. So if you see them and you know what they're wearing in shatnez, you have to tell them. You have to tell them to take it off. And there's a kasha. What do you mean? If they're wearing it, it's misasik. They don't know what they're wearing in shatnez. And it's misasik. It's not just a deraisa, and it's misasik. And therefore, we should be allowed to keep quiet and wait till they get home to tell them. They should have to embarrass themselves. The shayla cover the brias. As long as no issa deraisa, only issa derabanan, we say that we take into account cover the brias. We don't want the person to have a public embarrassment. Only by issa deraisa, a person is mechuyav to cause himself embarrassment and take the garment off, take the beged off even in public. So why over here you mechuyav to tell the person that he's wearing shanis? The Kveger says the Torah says that by isurim of kol terakula, that's masasik, it's still considered he's doing an issa deraisa. He's doing a b'shegig, he's not going to have a chiyav chatos, but he's doing an issa deraisa b'shegig, and you have to tell them, even if it's going to cause an embarrassment to take the beged of shanis off in public. Only by Shabbos it's not considered chul Shabbos b'chlal, because malach is not Shabbos of the Torah. By other Yisuri Torah, it's considered he's doing the isur, he's doing a b'shegig, not a mezid, he's not going to have a chiyav chatos, and something chiefly has a chiyav chatos, but it's considered he's doing the issa deraisa b'shegig. The Shabbos living malach is not Shabbos of the Torah, doing the Isra at all. That's the difference between Shabbos and other Yisuri Torah. Based on this, the Kveger says that if a person sees is the halacha of the person Mechuyav on the Shvitz Avdei, someone is the Eved Kanani, in the old days, people are the Eved Kanani, he sees his Eved doing halacha on Shabbos, he has to stop him. There's a Chiyav of Shvitz Avdei. So Kveger says that on Shabbos, there will be a difference between Shabbos and other Yisuri Torah, because by Shabbos we say it's a Ptur from the Esam Shem Malacha. It's not considered that Eved is doing the Malacha Bechlal. A person sees an Eved is Eved doing Malacha. But the Eved doesn't realize he's doing Malacha. Kveger says that since the Eved does not realize he's doing Malacha, so then, if it's a case that qualifies as Misasik of Shabbos, then the owner wouldn't have to tell him. The master wouldn't have to tell him, because the person doesn't realize, the Eved doesn't realize what he's doing as a Malacha. It's not considered a Malacha altogether on Shabbos. Malacha of Shabbos is a Torah. Mashenken by other Yisuri Torah, if somebody sees a person wearing Kalayim, he sees a person wearing Shabbos, he has to tell him, and the person has to take the beged off even in public, because he is doing it, it's a deraisa. It's a difference between Shabbos and other Yisuri Torah, it's a very fundamental difference. Lagabe, if you have to stop somebody who's doing the Isser, who does not realize they're doing the Isser. Now let's get back to our Tayser. Kvega wants to say a Torah, it's a Kasha. Kvega says that Tayser had a problem. Tayser said that Mukhara, even if there's a Patur from Karma El Yerin, because it's Hela Mikdash, it's not Hela Tumba. The person forgot that this is the Makka Mikdash. However, he did not forget about the Tumba, so he has a Patur from Karma El Yerin. He does not bring the Karma El Yerin, because Karma El Yerin is only said by somebody who has a Shege. They forgot about the fact that he's coming. But somebody who the main problem is not that he forgot that he's coming. The main problem is they forgot that this is the Makka Mikdash, is not a Patur from Karma El Yerin. Mukhara, however, should bring a regular Karma Chatas. He should bring a Karma Chatas. Why is it Pachet? Beitam wants to say, Taka bring Karma Chatas. Tayyaz doesn't like it, because your potter sounds like your potter entirely. Tayyaz has to make a new cloud. You give me the Shatari address, you have to say that once you have El Vierid, you don't have Chatas, now you're excluded to both El Vierid and Chatas. So, Kvega, based on what he just said, wants to answer Tayyaz Kash and say that over here, we're not talking about Isra Shabbos, we're talking about Shari Isra Terror. It's a different Isra of the Terror over here. We're talking about the Isra that Tom is now going to Makhna Mikdash, which is a very serious Isra. It's Isra which has a few cars, so that's amazing. Someone does b'shegig. So now we have to talk about Karma Chatas, talk about Karma El Vierid. In this case, there's no Karma El Vierid, because it's a mit, like a phenomenon the Mishnah made a drasha, there's no Karma El Vierid. What about Karma Chatas? This person is misastic. He doesn't realize he's going into the Makom Mikdash. He's unaware he's going into the Makom Mikdash. He's a misastic. He has a patur from Karma Chatas. He's doing an Avera because he doesn't realize what he's doing, but he has a patur from misastic. Since he has a patur from misastic, so he's not going to bring a Karma Chatas. That's a chata about proper misastic. He's doing an Avera. So if there would be no Patur from the Pasha of Kavanah El Vierid, he would have to bring Kavanah El Vierid. But now that he's excluded from Kavanah El Vierid, if they have the Kavachatas, there's an exclusion, Mashachotaba, from the Sassi, doesn't bring Kavachatas. If the Drosh Mashachotaba would say he's not doing Avera B'chlal, so then it wouldn't be Shaykh to have the Kavanah El Vierid either. And then we wouldn't be able to say, Har Helm Tumma B'yad L'chayat. So then obviously it's not a good case of Masasik. You have to figure out why it's not called Masasik in this case altogether. Once it's not called Masasik, you have to speak about Kavachatas also. But the Kvega says that this really is a good case of Masasik. He doesn't bring Karma Chatas, because Hashachot about Prat Masasik is exclusion from Karma Chatas. Karma Ovir does not have this exclusion. Kol is doing that very b'shemik. Karvah over here doesn't have the exclusion of mitastik. The karvah over here has the exclusion of halal mitzvah b'yodet. Since the halal mitzvah is not halal tumah at this point in the Gemara, so he doesn't have karvah over here. He doesn't have karvah chatas with mitastik. He's potter entirely. That's why he's potter entirely. The reason he doesn't have karvah chatas with mitastik. The reason he doesn't have karvah over here is because halal mitzvah b'yodet. However, if you go like Rav Nachman says halal mitzvah b'yodet, he does have karvah over here. I have mitastik because mitastik is doing that there. He's just doing that very b'shemik with the pater of karvah chatas. But he doesn't have a special return for coming out of the area. What comes up is Kvega local maestas, if someone sees someone else doing it, it's the Shabbos. And the person doesn't realize that he's doing it, he wouldn't have to stop it. Because the person is only misasik of Shabbos, and misasik of Shabbos doesn't have a Shem Allah Kabbalah. However, if it's different this of the Torah, like a Tommy going to Chris Mikdash, or someone wearing Shabbos, and the person is wearing Shabbos to their eyes, even if it's a public, you'd have to stop it, you have to tell him that he's wearing Shabbos. Because even if he has a return for coming out of the area, from misasik, because he's doing that there. And since he's doing that there, he has to stop him from doing that there. It's the difference between Shabbos and other Yisturim Torah. This is the famous Shuvah Kvega in the Shabbos Shuvah Kvega Kamos, Chelek Aleph, Siman Ches.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.